This is KCUR 89.3. On an August day in 1987, the body of a young woman was discovered in an isolated area near a small suburb of Dayton, Ohio. She was dubbed Inglewood Jane Doe, named for the nearby town, and for more than two decades, police struggled to identify her. As KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports, Inglewood Jane Doe finally did get her name back thanks to a unicorn, a rose, and a call from Kansas City.
When Alan Mead made police detective in Englewood, Ohio in 2003, he inherited the department's only unidentified person case. Englewood Jane Doe was a 20-something white woman wearing only blue jeans and a bandana, found strangled and dumped down a hill near an off-ramp to Interstate 70. The case bothered Mead.
This is someone's daughter. This is someone's sister, or maybe even someone's mother. Someone out there knows her, and I just said, we're going to get her identified one of these days.
That day came in December 2009 when a woman from Kansas City called.
Well, I'm like, I'm getting ready to solve your murder case.
Turned out Englewood Jane Doe was a daughter, a sister, and a mother. Her name was Paula Beverly Davis. She was 21 years old, and she had a baby son, Michael. Her youngest sister, Stephanie, was just 14 when Paula disappeared.
Tell me about August 9th, 1987.
We got a call during the night, said something had happened to Paula and that she didn't come home. We had went over there and her purse was there, her ID was there, but Paula wasn't.
Paula's mother, Esther, knew something was wrong from the get-go. She tried to file a missing person report with the Jackson County Sheriff's Office. But she was told that because Paula was 21, she was an adult, and that her jumping town with a roommate didn't seem unusual. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office didn't return my calls for comment. Detective Mead says the case file shows what authorities were thinking.
At the time, it appeared that there was really no suspicion of foul play, and it was common behavior that these girls would hitchhike and travel back and forth from various truck stops.
Finally, 7 days after her disappearance, Paula's mother, Esther Beverly, was allowed to file the missing person report. Then, nothing. Years went by. Every once in a while, they'd get a call and Paula's parents would be asked to identify a body. But it was never Paula.
She was there and then she was gone. And then you have all these years in between, so it's kind of like you forget what her face looks like, what her voice sounds like.
We are the forgotten, and our only hope of being remembered is people that still care.
Then one night, in October 2009, Stephanie and Alice were watching The Forgotten, an ABC TV show about a group of amateur sleuths who solved missing person cases. At the end of the show was a public service announcement.
The National Missing and Unidentified Person System, or NAMIS, is the only national program that combines online case repositories that are accessible to all.
A few nights later, Stephanie and the middle sister, Alice, sat down to a computer and typed in NAMIS.gov. NAMIS is a federal database that allows law enforcement and the public to enter information about both missing persons and unidentified persons. Stephanie typed in what she knew about Paula and came up with 10 pages. On the 10th page, last entry.
File 985. I was reading the descriptions. I seen the description of the unicorn tattoo and the rose tattoo. I was like, oh my God, we just found her.
After 22 years, Paula's sisters found her in less than 20 minutes using NAMIS. File 985 was Englewood Jane Doe. Then a simple Google search found that name on the Englewood, Ohio police website. With the discovery of the unicorn and the rose came the phone call to Detective Mead.
And I remember Stephanie saying, hey, I remember my sister had these two tattoos. I've seen those tattoos, and I'm certain that this is my sister's.
The family finally knew what happened to Paula. But that only helped solve half of the mystery for Alice and Stephanie.
There's really no closure. It's more closure than...
We got the closure of where she was, what happened. The only closure we don't know is who.
And that's still a question. Tomorrow, in the second part of my story, I'll look at that problem with the missing person report and just where this cold case is today. Peggy Lowe, KCUR News.